desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word. As the Lord was dealing with me this week, I had on my mind a lot in my heart the beginning of the new year. And the Lord was bringing just a lot of different thoughts and different burdens to me. And I was sharing some of those with Renee. She said, Michael, are you writing all these down? She said, you've got enough New Year's messages for a long time to come. But the burden, my burden is that we have the message that God wants for the hour and for the time. And that's been my prayer. And so I'm not going to apologize for the message this morning, but it may be a little more instruction, teaching, preaching, call it what you want. But I just want to give you what the Lord put on my heart to share with you. Written on the board, prepare your house for the new year. And my desire is, I will say for myself and for my family and for each one of you, is that you have a good year. And I'm thankful for new beginnings, aren't you? God was the one that put, we say, well, did God invent the calendar or not? He was the one that put the seasons in order. That was God that did that. And so that means that there is something about starting out at the beginning of a year, that it's a good time to stop and take inventory of where we are with things in our life. Spiritually, physically, financially, in relationships, it's good just to do some inventory. Where am I at? Where have I been and where am I headed? And I am confident this morning that each one of us can have a blessed year. Do you believe that? Not blessed in the sense that everything's going to all go like I want it to, maybe, but blessed in the sense that I can have the peace of God this year. And if you have the peace of God in your heart this year, you will be able to have a good year. In spite of the difficulties and problems and trials that you may be in even this morning, if you have the peace of God in your life, you can make it and you can have a good year. And so that means that I want to be sure I have the peace of God in my life. I don't want there to be something that is hindering the peace of God working effectively in my life. And so I want to encourage you this morning to do some inventory in your own life. And if there are areas that you need to make some adjustments that you can really be at peace, make those adjustments. Now that what I wrote on the board, prepare your house, that ought to sound a little bit familiar. I've reworded it just a tad bit, but if you will turn with me to 2 Kings in the 20th chapter, I'm going to read a familiar passage of Scripture speaking about Hezekiah. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1. It said, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord. Now, folks, when God says something, you better pay attention. All right? When God says something, you ought to open up your ears. Now, if I say it, do with it what you want. But when God speaks, you better listen. And this is God speaking this morning. So the Lord said unto him, set thine house in order. In other words, prepare your house. Set your house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Now you say, Brother Michael, now you said prepare your house for the new year, and he's talking to someone that's fixing to die. Do you know this morning we need to live ready to die? If you want to die in peace with God, you're going to have to live in peace with God. There are people that say, oh, I just want dying grace. You will have dying grace if you have living grace. So that means then if we need to set our house in order. And what he was telling Hezekiah was, don't just go along as things have been going. But you need to prepare yourself and get things lined up for your death. Well, if you want to get things lined up for your death, folks, how much more should we get things lined up for our life? So my challenge to you in the Lord this morning is prepare your house for the new year. You've got a new year ahead of you. And I'm not just talking about New Year's resolutions, okay? The average resolution, I think, lasts less than 3 weeks. I'm not talking about New Year's resolution, but I'm talking about true inventory of where you're at. Set your house in order. Prepare your house that you can have a good year. Well, get your affairs in order, in other words. If you want peace this year, set your house in order and prepare yourself for God to be able to give you peace. Do you know it's difficult to have peace when your life is in chaos? Has your life ever been in chaos? It's difficult to be at peace. If you want to be in chaos, now some people like a junky place. And that I say junky, please understand me. Some people are comfortable with junk. I know people like that. You put them in a neat room, you put them in a place that's neat and tidy, and they're uncomfortable. But that's not the way it is for me. Put me in a messy room. Put me in a place that's not kept up and just run down, that just needs a little bit of TLC, tender loving care, and I'm going to be a lot more at just peace. But to be able to relax when things are not in order, it's chaos. If you want to be at peace in your life this year, get rid of the chaos. Get rid of some of the disorder in your life. Organize some things in your life. And the message I have, or the teaching, the instruction I have, it's not just spiritual, but we're going to end up there, and that's the most important, okay? But I want to touch on some things that it's good for us at the beginning of the year to set our house in order. Well, that has some very practical ramifications, doesn't it? If you live in a mess, it has a way of feeling like nothing ever gets done. But do you know that if you'll pick up after yourself, there's not a lot to pick up? Is that not true? If when you're finished with an item, if you'll just put it back on the shelf or in the closet, there's never a mess. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Now you say, Brother Michael, you know life's not like that. I know it's not. But I also know that if you put something up when you're finished, it's not left laying around. I know that's true too. Do you know that that has a way, even in our literal house? We say, prepare your house for the new year. If you'll just pick up after yourself, there won't be the piles everywhere. There won't be the mess that sometimes, because when there gets to be so much to be done, you look around and say, there's so much to do, I won't do anything. Have you ever been there? Prepare your house. Get it fixed and have some purposes and put forth effort. And that's not just to the mothers and the wives this morning. That's to the children and the young people and the fathers and the husbands. When you're finished, put it up. And you realize that things will just, they'll look cleaner and more organized, and it brings about a greater peace. You will function better. If you aren't sure if I'm right, try it. You'll function better when things are organized. Prepare your house for the new year. We're going to face challenges this year, but I believe God has victories for us. I believe God has victories for you this year. Already spoke this morning. God is going to be with us this year. If you will serve the Lord, He's going to be with you, even if you shed some tears along the way. The Lord's going to be with you, and I can't do anything about anybody else. You know, sometimes you like to go and fine-tune people in your life. I can't fine-tune or adjust anybody else. Now, children, God has put me there as your parent to try to help fine-tune you a little bit. But I don't have, my responsibility starts with me, doesn't it? And if we will examine our life and say, if they would just do something different, it would make life better. I can't change them. But what I can do is say, Lord, help me to set my house in order. Help me to do what I can. And when I do what I can, folks, God is going to do His part. He's going to do His part. Do you know what takes effort and work to get the house in order? That we're just talking literally now. It takes effort. And it takes time. And once you get it in order, it takes effort to keep it in order. You know, there are a lot of areas in life the Lord wants us to spend some time and prepare ourselves for this year. Get things in order. And you'll be more at peace in your spirit. Even in a business sense, when things are in chaos, it's difficult to be at peace in your spirit. Because you always have these things that need to be taken care of, and there's never a place that you can say, I've got a plan. You know, to get things in order, you have to have a plan, folks. So if you want to set your house in order, you need to have some purposes and have a plan in place that I may not be there today, but I've got a plan to get there. Sister Jeannie, I believe it was, mentioned Wednesday night. All of these programs, weight loss programs. Well, I want to lose 20 pounds or 10 pounds. It doesn't happen overnight. And you know what? Every day you can face the day and, oh, I want to lose 20 pounds. And all you're doing is disturbing your own peace because you're not doing anything about it. And it just keeps your mind wanting to do it. Get a plan. Prepare your house. Now, your body's a temple of the living God, is it not? So if there are things that are detrimental to us in a very physical sense, then prepare your house. And it may take time, it's going to take effort, but it's going to be something that I've got a plan. We were talking right before service started, little by little, step by step. That's how things get accomplished, folks. In relationships, in our walk with God, financially, cleaning the house, it's little by little. But have a plan. Get a plan in place in your life. Because so often we say tomorrow, don't we? And do you know that every day we say tomorrow, we're going to end up at 2014 and still be saying tomorrow? And so the Lord's wanting us to prepare our house. Get a plan. Get something in place and start following it that we can be at greater peace in our spirits. Greater peace in our life than maybe what we were last year. It's a good time for us to examine our priorities. What have we been putting first in our life? You know, that's part of preparing our house. We need to put first things first. And I think it's a fair question to ask, and you don't have to answer me, but have you been at peace? I mean, are you at peace this morning? And I hope y'all are. But are there areas in your life that you could be at greater peace? And I will say on that one, I think all of us could say, there are areas in my life that I could be at greater peace. Well, we are integral beings, are we not? Spiritual, we're emotional beings, we're physical beings. And when one area gets out of whack, you'll allow the term, it starts getting everything else out of balance. You know, that's where sometimes when people are sick for periods of time, it starts to affect them spiritually. Do you know that? Because we're an integral being. When people sometimes have financial problems, it affects them spiritually. So do you see how the Lord wants us to look at every area of our life and see if there are things that I can set in order that can have a calming influence in my life? Because, and do you know, if you're not at peace with people around you, it's pretty difficult to be at peace with yourself. And vice versa, if you're not at peace with yourself, it's pretty difficult to be at peace with everybody else around you. So if there are things in our life that we can address briefly, it's going to have to be brief this morning, and I'm going to say unfortunately on that one. But if address a few things to keep in mind, that if I can set my house in order, and I can get a plan and have some things to work at, it's going to bring about a more blessed year. It's going to bring about a stronger year for us, not only spiritually, but in our relationships and in our own families and in the congregation in life. With a plan, you know where you're headed. And children and young people, and maybe I should say teachers as well this morning, do you know school is a place that we need to prepare our house for the new year? When you've been doing something for so long, whether it's spiritually, financially, with school, I'd like us to start there. After you've been doing it for a while, you get into a routine. And in a routine, you will find that with a natural routine, things start falling by the wayside. And sometimes we stop emphasizing the things that we need to be emphasizing. You know, that's the reason at school, and I know some of y'all have goals, and I hope everybody does, that you have goals. You have a place that this is where I plan to go. Do you know, to prepare yourself for this year? You say, well, it's just the start of a new semester, we're half done this year. It's a good time to set your house in order at school. It's a good time with your schoolwork to set some goals and refocus. Because, you know, if you're not doing well at school, you come home grumpy. I mean, is that fair? If you're not doing well at school because you're not applying yourself, it starts bleeding into your relationships. Because I'm not happy and I'm just not doing good at school. Why aren't you doing good? Well, I'm not paying attention, or I'm not taking the time I should, or I'm not studying. There's a reason you're not doing good. So it's a good time to take inventory. Why am I not doing good? What are some behaviors that I can change, that I can start doing better? And all of a sudden you're going to find that you're more at peace with it. And all of a sudden school's not such a bad thing after all. It may not be the top of your list, but it's not so bad. It's because we need to prepare our house. We need to evaluate where I'm in and where can I make some adjustments, even in things I don't really like that well. And I can be more at peace with it, and you'll find you get along with people better. You'll find your teacher's not so bad after all sometimes too. Amen? All right. Expectations bring stability in life. Okay? Expectations bring stability when you follow through them. So make some goals. Have some positive expectations and start working to those things, and you're going to see that it starts bringing about a stability. At home, it's the same thing. I will say to the homemakers this morning, it's a full-time job to be a wife and a mother. That's a full-time job. And oftentimes, I find when people don't think it's a full-time job, they're just not doing their job. Okay? Because when you have children and you have a home to keep up, if you're going to really give it everything you have, it is a full-time job. Okay? Well, remember I said chaos breeds chaos? Moms, you are in a powerful position this morning. I want to encourage you to prepare your house for the new year. And that may mean going home and pulling out the cleaning rags. I don't know what it means for you. But I want to encourage you to provide a home for your family that your family wants to come home to. A place that they want to come home, and it doesn't come from the stresses at work or the stresses at school to chaos at home. But provide a place that your family looks forward to coming home. And I know for moms then, it can start being overwhelming sometimes. So I would encourage you mothers and you wives, get a plan. Start it maybe little by little. And you don't say, well, I'm not the perfect housekeeper, just like I may not be the perfect scholar, and I'm not the perfect preacher, and I'm not... But are there things that I can do that I can be more content with myself because I'm getting the job done? So maybe it means that some things I've been just neglecting, I'm going to say, you know what, every day I'm going to take 10 minutes and I'm going to go and clean this. 10 minutes. But do you know, you add a few of those together and you will find that the chaos and the overwhelming, how overwhelming it seems, it actually begins to be more insignificant. And you feel fulfilled. But do you know none of us feel fulfilled when we're not doing our job well? At school, at work, at church, with God, when we are not doing our jobs well, we're not fulfilled. Because we're always wanting it to be better. But if you want it better, we need to prepare our house. We need to get a plan and we need to start working towards that. Things don't usually fall into place by themselves, do they? It takes effort. Prepare your house for this year. You want a better year? You want a year of peace? You make the adjustments in these areas, and you're going to find that there's just a greater contentment, because I'm not always beating myself up about it, too, because I've done something about it. And I may not be there, and I may not be like, you know, I can't preach like them, or I can't clean like them, or I can't parent like them, or I can't... But I can do things in some areas of my life may be better than what I've been doing. And I can start feeling more acceptance of who I am when I'm doing what I can. All right? Physically. You know, I mentioned to you the Scripture teaches us that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And there's a lot of time on each of these areas we could spend, but I want to suffice it to say that if there are things physically that we are doing that we know are detrimental to us for our health, let's prepare our house. If we're eating something or drinking something, or if we see that we've been eating too much of it and it's starting to actually become an addiction that I have to have this or I have to, those are areas that God wants us to set in order. I don't want to be in bondage. I don't want to be, and that's where even physically, and understand the balance of what I'm saying here this morning, all right? But understand that when we take care of ourselves physically, we feel better about ourselves and we're more at peace with ourselves and with other people. And I'm going to say it comes in our relationship with God too. And so that means that if there are things that I can do physically to make myself to be more helpful. You know, the Scripture talks about temperance. And do you know that the Scripture teaches us directly to be careful about our eating habits? And I want to say, you can't look at someone and say, oh, you're too skinny or you're too fat. Sometimes I can look at food and it feels like I gain weight by looking. So I want you to understand something. You have to be careful about judging things like that. But we know our habits. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about our habits. I'm talking about the things we're doing. And is there something that I could adjust? Maybe I need to start eating more fruit. And I'd be healthier for it. God gave us a variety of foods that we would be healthy. I'm not a health freak this morning, y'all. But sometimes we can say, well, that's not spiritual. We shouldn't even address it. The Bible addresses it. And we are to be temperate or balanced or moderate in all things. And maybe I've been focused too much on the things that taste good, and maybe I need to start incorporating some other things in my diet that I can have a more balanced diet. Schedule, folks, is the same way. And I want to especially challenge the parents this morning. Prepare your house for the new year. Your children need sleep. And when children only get 6 or 7 hours of sleep, it's not enough. Alright? The studies have proven it. And you say, well, you had 8 hours. I'm not talking about being lazy, but statistics have shown children perform better in school when they get a lot of sleep. Okay? It means having a plan. And I know every night's a little different. We come home from prayer meeting, and that's about the latest night that our children get to bed. Is it prayer meeting? That's okay. Well, we can't go to prayer meeting because we got to get to bed. No, put first things first. All right? But the point I'm making is have a schedule at home. You know, when it gets close to, and I'm not putting these times on you, all right? Don't go say, tell Brother Michael said, told us what time to go to bed. I'm not telling you that. But what I'm saying is that, you know, in our house around 8 o'clock, it's time that we know that's about the time that we start gathering in for family worship on a general basis. And so by 8:30, 8:45, the younger ones can be in bed and the older ones maybe a little bit later. But a schedule will bring stability to our children. It brings this, there's a security there. I'm not tired. Well, you're not tired because you've been staying up too late or sleeping in too much, and you get a schedule, and physically we start feeling better. And that applies to adults as well. But a schedule or some organization will be beneficial for us. All say amen. Finances. Do you know that the number one cause of marriage difficulty is financial problems, all right? Number one. But there is something about, you can't solve all financial problems by having a plan, but I will say this. If you will set your house in order, prepare your house for the new year, you can be more at peace with where you are financially. And sometimes that means pulling out a pen and a piece of paper and writing down, this is coming in, and these are the things that have to come out, and these are the things I sure would like to come out and spend on, and prioritize. You know what that's called? It's called a budget. And when it starts, you can get your finances in chaos because you don't know what's coming in, you don't know what's going out, and all the time there's this chaos. There is a greater peace in sitting down and having at least a plan and knowing what's happening. I sat down the other day and added up how much our utilities were for a year. Would you like to know? Are you interested to know how much utilities are? $5,000 a year. And some of you that live in the country can cut down on that, but in Nixa, they're expensive. So between gas and electric and water and trash pickup, it's not quite $5,000 a year. At least I know what's happening. You know, divide that by 12 and there you go. It's like, whoa. But at least I know it's there. So you got a plan for that. Pay what you owe. If there are things this morning, if there are some things that you owe on, you may say, well, I don't have the money to pay that. Can you pay $10? Don't go through the drive-thru one time and go home and make yourself a peanut butter sandwich and go to that person that you owe and say, I don't have much, but here's $10. And I plan to come back next week with 10 more. Make it 100 if you can. But my point is this. When you have a plan, it brings down the stress level. I'm not there, but I'm working on it. See what I'm saying? I'm working on it. Another area, and there are scriptures to back this up, but we're going to keep on plowing through. All right. Tomorrow I'm going to do it. Do you know how many people talk about retirement? Tomorrow I'm going to set things in order. I want to tell you young men especially, if you're working a job, don't wait till tomorrow. I'd be delighted to talk with you after service. I can help you get a plan, and it doesn't take a lot of time, and it doesn't take a lot. But get a plan. There are people that get old, and they have nothing, and they're dependent on Social Security. And you say, it's taken everything I'm making to live on. Can you afford $10 a week? Can you stop getting your soda or your hot drink in the morning? And can you put that into a retirement fund? Do you know compound interest can turn that thing, and it can make a lot of money if you've got 40 years till you retire? You say, well, I only have 10 now. Set your house in order. Start putting away. It's not complicated. And you say, well, I don't know what to do. There are people that know what to do. Okay? I can help you. There are other people that can help you. It doesn't take a lot. There are some things I need to rearrange, a few things, and I've been putting it off for quite a while. And I took the time to do it the other day, put the time into it, got some things figured out, had a plan of what I wanted to do. And you know, I feel a lot better about it now. I just feel at peace about it because I finally just sat down and took care of it and moved some things, asset allocation, figured out a plan, and I feel better about it now. As soon as you start making money, it's time to start putting away. Folks, that's biblical. You say, well, we need to trust in the Lord. Yes, but God gave you a job for a reason. And that means that if you're living for today, you need to think about tomorrow. That's scriptural, folks. Keep your trust in God. But people need to prepare their house for the new year. That means don't wait because it's always going to be tomorrow. I know people year after year, they say, I plan to start putting something away for retirement. Year after year after year, they plan, but they're not. You're better off to start the younger you are, folks. What about relationships? We're coming down now to the last two, and I hope people go to seminars and listen for hours, so I'm not going to apologize. We're getting there. Relationships are the second most important thing with each other, second only to God Himself. Okay? God is number one, and we're going to end there. But we're talking about preparing our house for the new year. Spouses, are there adjustments you can make in your life, in your relationships, to make things a little bit better? To do something that you know would make it easier for your spouse. Adjustments you can make in your life, in your relationship. And I'm going to come back to that in a moment. But parents, as parents, you know, sometimes people say, I'm just so stressed out or I have so much going. I just don't have the energy to discipline my children. When you don't have the energy to discipline your children, you're going to expend a lot more energy not disciplining them because their misbehavior is going to last a whole lot longer. So get a plan. Be clear about it and be consistent about it, and your children will start doing better as well. It's not a cure-all. Don't misunderstand me. I know that. But you will both be more at peace because I know what the expectations are. And I know mom or dad, they expect this from me, and when I don't do it, these are the consequences. And that brings a security to everybody. But when I never know, and a lot of times, yeah, I know what mood mom's in, I can get away with it now. Then the next day, oh, I don't know if I'm going to get popped. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going to come out of her mouth next, or I don't know, here comes the fly swatter, I don't know, whatever. But the point is that when there's expectations in place, and you have a plan, and you communicate about it, it brings security to children. And it brings security to us too. And we say, well, I don't have the energy for it. You need to get the energy for it then. Because your children are going to pay the price for it, and you are too. So prepare your house for the new year. And There are things in relationships, and I know it touches spouses, it touches children, fathers, parents, in-laws in the congregation, in every relationship. But do you know that it's difficult to be at peace when there are things unresolved and there are areas unresolved in relationships with people? Now, I think one of the greatest heartbreaks, and I can speak personally, some of the things that brings a lot of difficulty and you have to learn to commit them to the Lord, is when there's a problem and you try to fix it. You try to clear it up, the other person just won't do it for whatever reasons. At that point, we have to learn to say, Lord, I've done everything I can do. I don't know what else I can do, Lord, and if there's something else, I'm willing and ready to do it. But there are some people, folks, that you can do everything you can in love and humility, and it's not working. But that does not take away my responsibility or your responsibility to keep loving and keep humbling. All right? Prepare your house for the new year. So in your relationships with people, if there are areas that maybe you've let some walls build up and there's starting to be some bitterness or unforgiveness, I want to encourage you to bring those things to the Lord and say, I may not be there, but Lord, by your help, I want to forgive and I want to release. If there is unfinished business, take care of it. I'm going to be specific. If there is anybody that you know of that you have done wrong, it's time to set your house in order and go and say, I'm sorry. Don't put it off. And the devil makes it look bigger than it is, usually with most people. And I know there are unreasonable men in this world. And unfortunately, sometimes you come in contact with them, pretty close contact. But you know what? We still have responsibility. Love, humble our hearts. Folks, humility doesn't fix everything for everybody else, but it can sure fix it in my life. Because now I can be at peace, and it hurts still. You know, there are things that I could tell you about that I still hurt today because of them. But all I can do is in honesty and openness to the Lord is, Lord, my heart's humble, anything, whatever I can do. And at that point, we have to leave with the Lord. But if you haven't humbled your heart in those situations and actually follow through to do what you could to rectify the situation, you're not going to be at peace. You're not going to be at peace. There's going to be this turmoil and there's going to be this struggle. And so, folks, humility and being clear with people, saying, I'm sorry. And clearing the air. Don't let it go another year. And I just want to encourage everybody, starts at home. Starts with husbands and wives, children, parents, whether you're in the home or not, in the congregation. If there are places that you know you have been hurtful and you have done things, I'm sorry. Would you forgive me? Folks, some people think they can cover up and go on. You know what? You can go on, and if someone is gracious and humble, they'll go on too. But you're doing damage. You're doing damage. You need to go back and say, I'm sorry, if you want to truly rebuild like the Lord wants you to rebuild. Prepare your house for the new year. Do what you can, and then what you can't do, you commit those things to the Lord. I want to close with the most important area, and that is our relationship with God this morning. Specifically this morning, in your life. Now, if something comes to your mind, take hold of it, okay? Is there anything that you've been doing that you know the Lord's really not the best for you spiritually? Anything at all? If something comes to your mind, I want to encourage you, prepare your house for the new year. Because there are things, and some of them are things that maybe you've had victory over, you've given to the Lord, and you've picked it back up through life. Folks, if you want to have peace this year, if you want the Lord's blessings in your life this year, set your house in order. If there are things that are hindering you, Paul said, herein do I exercise myself always, to have a conscience void of offense toward God and toward man. It's a blessing to be able to say, I have a conscience void of offense toward man. That doesn't mean everybody likes me. Doesn't mean everybody's going to speak well of me, but conscience void of offense. There's peace there, folks. So start with man, it applies. But with God, is there anything in your life this morning that you need to set your house in order? Is there anything that you need to start doing or maybe stop doing that you know that the Lord's dealt with you about? I'm not even talking about sinful things, all right? I'm talking about lawful things, things you know have been a drag on you spiritually. I want to encourage you to say, prepare your house for the new year. Spiritual discipline, folks, is important for us. Reading and praying. And I want to give some practical advice to you. If you have difficulty with your devotions, especially in the morning sometimes, you know, the rush to get to school and the rush to get to work, the evening time for our family is the time we have our longer devotion. But in the morning, if you're someone that tends to struggle with it, there are some good devotional books. And I don't tell everybody to use those. They're not a cure-all, all right? But for people that are struggling to have devotions, I think devotional books are a good place to start because they're short. There's a couple real good ones out there. I don't recommend them all, but there's a couple good ones out there. To use those as a guide to get a scripture, have a little thought, and have a prayer, and then spend more time with the Word later, that can be very helpful. It can help your discipline. Before you get out for the day, that I'm going to take this time. You know, today is the day, folks. The Scripture says today is the day of salvation. But I believe today is the day the Lord wants us to prepare our houses for the new year. So I want to leave you with this challenge. As you reprioritize your life, put God first. Put God first. Put your family second. Don't put your job. Don't put your work. Say, well, I'm not going to go to work today. We're going out to spend family time. You've got it. You can find time. Okay? But you have to make that effort and make it a priority to have that family time. Children need their parents. And they need each other. Parents need each other. Reprioritize, but put God first. Don't put God on the back burner this morning. And I don't know what's going on in your life this morning. I don't know everything that's going on. But if there are areas when you really look at, you know, your life and you know that God would have you make some adjustments, if you wait till tomorrow, you'll probably wait till the next day. So as we stand and sing a song, I want to give an invitation. If anybody wants to come and pray, no one's going to pray with you, okay? Unless you ask for it. But if you just want to kneel at your seat, or if you want to come, and there's no pressure here, but if you just want to talk to the Lord, say, Lord, there's some things I want you to help me with, prepare my house, that God can bless us with greater peace and victory this year. May God bless you.